We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line is Sam Herbert, community activist on this Martin Luther King Day. Sam, thanks for joining us this morning. Want to get started by talking about some of your efforts over the past few years at MLK Park when it relates to the bust, the large statue of Martin Luther King Jr. You're one of many people who say, you know, it bears no real resemblance to the civil rights leader. You want it removed, maybe changed, replaced by something else. Where does that effort stand today?
Well, first, thank you for inviting me on the WBEN. Thank you for the interview and to the listening audience. I want to say Happy New Year's to each and every one of you, and it's good to still be in the land of the living. In regards to that shameful, distorted black head sitting in Martin Luther King Park here on Buffalo's east side, where we stand now, quickly let me take you back to where it began. Monday, before Dr. King's 2018 holiday, I was asleep. And God woke me up out of my sleep. And his exact words to me were, "Samuel, correct that wrong." And God filled up my bedroom with the image of that black head sitting in Martin Luther King Park. And within 4 days, I organized a press conference, and we held it on January 15th, 2018, at 10 a.m. in the morning in front of that distorted, shameful black head, calling for the removal and the replacement of a larger-than-life-size identical replica of one of America's great heroes, who is deserving to have a statue that looks just like him. 2018, January 15th, We the People kicked off We the People petition. Our goal was to collect 10,000 names of residents that live in the city of Buffalo and in the county of Erie, calling for the mayor and the common council, because that black head is the property of the city of Buffalo, to honor the wishes. Our goal was 10,000. We exceeded our goal. We handed in 14,112 names, over 300 pages, to the city clerk's department to have the item come before the Buffalo Common Council. That was October 8th. The item came for court, before the Common Council, and the Council President, Darius Pigeon, orchestrated between the Council Member of the Maston District, Rango, and the Council Member of the University District, Watts. They orchestrated to receive and to vote to receive and file the item. I asked the chairman of the Economic Committee, Mr. Joseph Kalumbach, for clarification. He sat there and I asked him, when an item comes before the Common Council and the council votes to receive and file that item is considered dead. Am I correct? And Mr. Kalumbach said, yes, Mr. Herbert. So that's where we stand right now. But we talked to North Councilman Kalumbach again at the week before last Tuesday Common Council. Him and I talked because I sent him a letter December 10th asking him to reconsider the item, have it brought before the full Common Council again, and have them take a roll call vote on the item. When Mr. Glumbeck and myself spoke, he said, Sam, what I plan on doing is resubmitting it to the city clerk's department so that it will come before the council and the council can take a full roll call vote. So right now, as of today, we are waiting to hear whether or not the item is going to come before the council.
All right, but now, Sam, we also know that the bust was rededicated over the weekend, and Clifford Bell, who was around at the time that the bust went up, was saying that the bust was never meant to look exactly like Dr. King.
No, stop there in your tracks. That is what they are saying. That is not what Sam Herbert is saying. Note, in 1982, when the late Reverend Bennett Smith of St. John's Baptist Church and Clifford Bell had a community meeting, called a community meeting, and I was there sitting in close to the front, and they asked all of us for a financial donation to build a statue of Reverend Martin Luther King. At no time when they were soliciting dollars from the community did they say that we are asking, and I quote, for financial donations to build a statue that would symbolize the plight of a black man and the legacy of Dr. King. Clifford Bell and that committee that he headed, they fraudulently solicited dollars from the public. I gave $100 of my money. I walked up there to let Reverend Bennett Smith and Clifford Bell see Sam Herbert drop in four $20 bills, $100. I was 34 years. I'm young then. In 1982, I'm a young 79. I mean, a young 70 now in 2020. And my position and the position of 14,112 individuals, we want that black head to be removed, to be melted down. We want to reuse the material. We want to recycle and reuse the material for the new larger-than-life-size statue of Reverend King, and we want the statue to be the same height as that black head, which is 8 feet tall. Dr. King was 5 feet six. That's where we stand. I attended the celebration rededication this weekend. I walked in. You should have seen Mr. Bell's face, but I walked in respectful. I stayed there. And then when the program was over and they marched over to the statue, I stood as a visual, silent protest. And I had my big two pictures of the image of the National Monument in Washington, D.C., and that black head. I said nothing, but everybody saw the protests, and that's where we stand because the community has been misled. Clifford Bell and his company, from George Arthur to everyone that was involved that he displayed on the video Saturday at the dedication, every one of them that was on that committee, whoever they was, they fraudulently solicited dollars. People gave their money expecting the statue to look like Reverend Martin Luther King.
Well, Sam, we can tell it's an issue you're very passionate about, and we'll wait to see what happens in the very near future. That's Sam Herbert, community activist.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.